May grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. The lesson just read provides the basis for this brief homily. The Apostle Peter, whom I regard as the author of 2 Peter, assumes that his readers, which includes us this morning, are familiar with the details of the Transfiguration. We had opportunities to review these details at recent morning chapel services and also at Sunday services. St. Peter indicates that three emphases of his preaching and teaching about Christ Jesus were influenced by his transfiguration experience. First of all, Christ's dynamis, his power. Then his parousia, his second advent, his return. And then Christ's megalaiotes, his majesty, majestic splendor, and magnitude. Peter establishes the understanding that Jesus Christ is true God. Through Peter, we hear the voice of God the Father say, "This is my beloved Son." Both the Father and the Son are described as displaying megalaiotes, majesty, majestic splendor, magnitude. Both Christ Jesus and the Father are true God. As disciples of Jesus Christ, all of us have experienced his power, his dynamis. Some of us as early as our infancy in baptism, in holy baptism, when through water and the word, Jesus raised us from spiritual death to spiritual life. Others of us at a later time in life heard the law and the gospel proclaimed, and through the gospel, and particularly the gospel, the Lord Jesus Christ, through his power, again raised us from spiritual life, physical, spiritual, and eternal, to the praise of his holy name. We experience his, namely Christ's dynamis, his power in Holy Communion, when in, with, and under the bread and wine, Jesus Christ gives us his truly and blood, through body and blood, to maintain us in faith and to assure us through him that we have the gift of eternal life. Today we stand on the threshold of another season of Lent. If God grants us life and breath, what can we bring with us from our text today? The one whom we see suffering agony and pain is very God. He participated in the creation of the world. At his baptism, God the Father claimed him as his Son. Again, at the Transfiguration, his Heavenly Father called him his Son. Yes, Jesus Christ, who suffered and died on the cross for the sins of the world, for your sins and mine, is true God. After Good Friday comes the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, followed by his ascension and his session. In the verse preceding our text, Peter wrote, "I know that the putting off my body will be soon, as our Lord Jesus Christ made clear to me." Like Peter, we await whichever comes first, an individual invitation to join our Lord, or our Lord's parousia, his returning in majestic glory. Jesus Christ, who has power and majestic glory, will return at the end of days in a much more spectacular fashion to claim those who are his and to judge those who did not recognize him as true God. Peter's own description of what is to come is helpful. And so I quote the words of 2 Peter chapter 3 toward the end of the chapter. "The day of the Lord will come like a thief, and then the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the heavenly bodies will be burned up and dissolved, and the earth and the works that are done on it will be exposed. Since all these things are thus to be dissolved, what sort of people ought you, or what we, ought to be, in lives of holiness and godliness, waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be set on fire and dissolved, and the heavenly bodies will melt as they burn. But according to his promise, we are waiting for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. Meanwhile, grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and to the day of eternity. Amen.